Hey nerd, you have everything in order? We're about to present a project in front of the class. It's not possible for you to screw this up for us, right? What do you mean your project? I totally did help. Don't you remember I put my name on that first slide? Okay, well, yeah, I didn't do jack, so what? Well, it's still our project, so wrap that around your little monkey brain. If you mess this up for us in front of everyone, you'll suffer. I will date all your friends, tell the professor you cheated on your last exam, and force you to be in the school musical. I'm the kind of girl that makes good on her threats. You wouldn't want that, would you? Well, look so nervous. I'm sure it'll be a breeze, as long as you did your research instead of reading Marvel comics. You tremble around me like I'm a black bear. It would be such a shame if our project failed because of your odd behavior.
Who is next to present?
Okay, it's go time. I need your maximum coolness. Ruin this and I'll make you want to move to another state.
Let me look at the list here. Ah, yes. Spring's group. Come on up and I'll load your presentation so everyone can see. We're all looking forward to this.
Yes, Professor.
I'm looking forward to this too. Hurry up, it's showtime.
Hello everyone, my name is Spring, as you know, and this is our project, Stress and Coping Mechanism Among College Students for Psychology 101. Me and my partner here worked really, really hard on this. Okay, slide one. Now this is the part that my daddy here worked on, so I'll hand over the reins to him.
Wait, did she just call her project partner daddy?
Shh, quiet everyone, quiet. Oh. Poor girl. But this is a teachable moment. I believe Spring just had a Freudian slip, everyone. In fact, all of you soon will be well aware of this phenomenon because it's in your reading for tonight. Oh, I must have lost track of time. Sorry about that. Spring and her daddy, I mean her classmate, can present next Tuesday. Remember, everyone needs to read chapter 5. It should be a fascinating read for all of you after witnessing this iconic example. There's nothing else. Class dismissed.
Why are you looking at me like that, nerd? You better grab your books before I fling them all over the ground.
I'm red?
Well, of course I'm red. I just called you daddy in front of the entire class. I'm not going to pretend like it didn't happen. So what?
I obviously didn't mean to call you that. Are you crazy? It was not a Freudian slip. It was just a mistake. Oh, just let me catch my breath for a second. Jeez. But, really, can we talk? Like, have a serious conversation? If just this once, I mean, after this happened, I... explain a few things. Look, I know I've been, well, not the nicest person to you. That's not debatable. I'm a mean girl. And that whole thing during the presentation was mortifying. Yeah, I'm fully aware that I mortify you on a daily basis. That's why when it finally happened to me, I suddenly feel like a loser. It's a feeling I'm sure you're more than familiar with, but for me, it's novel. I realize something now. I owe you an apology, and not just for today. It's just, I've always found you... Shh, let me finish. You're gonna make me mess up. I'm not good at expressing these kinds of feelings. Especially to someone who plays the flute in this calculus for fun. I will continue if you stop interrupting me! What was I saying again? The look on your face is distracting me. Oh, yeah. But before I tell you what I want to tell you, you have to swear that you will not use it as ammunition against me. Yes, the way I use things against you. You're right. I'm asking for a favor. I promise I'll ease up, at least a little. Just don't be a tattletale after I let this out, okay?
What's in it for you?
How about I don't hang you by your toes to the doorpost, you... Sorry. I know, I was doing it again. I stopped. Look, if you keep this a secret between you and me, I'll give you something to write in your journal about. How's that sound? Okay. I've always found you interesting. All right, fascinating. You're smart, you know, and I've always liked you.
Yes, more than just a classmate, you potato. Jeez, I guess you really need a thick skull to keep that big brain inside. Yes, okay. It's true. Let me level with you. I've been free-falling since last semester. I got feelings. Feelings that I don't know how to express in a healthy way. You're right. It is messed up. At first I knew that, but I was scared of you rejecting me and afraid of all the feelings. All the feelings that I'm feeling right now. I'm not used to being shy. It's not even the humility that is bothering me right now, it's the vulnerability. There's no class for that kind of stuff. Over time, the bullying almost started to come naturally. It's like I trained myself to be a bully. I wasn't always this way. And I'm not like this with anyone else, you know? Have you noticed that? Yeah. It's because you're the only one I want to tease. Yes, you're the only one whose attention I want. Need. I understand if you want nothing to do with me after this. I get that you never wanted anything to do with me in the first place, but I'm going to try to be better. I swear. Not just for you. For myself, too. This apology is real. I truly am sorry. I like that. Very much, actually. So, you're giving me another chance? Really? Wow. I mean, I didn't... Wow. If I were in your shoes, I don't think I would. I don't think I could. I mean, I've literally stepped on your shoes. On purpose. You must feel like a ladder the way I step all over you. How could you let something like that slide? No way. How could you be into someone who shoves you when you're walking down the stairs? There's no measuring tape that could wrap around the bulk of what I've done to you. I can't be as pretty as all that. Not enough to overlook my actions. Why do I feel like you're sizing me up right now? The way I match patterns? For heaven's sake, you're such a dweeb. No, I've never been in a shampoo commercial. My skin? Just soap, normally. Well, I think it's sexy you recycle too. Almost no one else here does. Wait, does that make me a nerd? That I recycle? Okay, good. But does it make me a nerd that I noticed another nerd recycling? Oh, it's a horrible habit. My mother told me to stop biting pencils. It will hurt my teeth. She paid a pretty penny for this gorgeous smile you behold. Yeah, I guess I can see how biting a pencil could be hot. In a Freudian kind of way. Well, my perfume is actually Christian Dior, and I pride myself in my choice of fragrance. I bought it for my 18th birthday, and I've been wearing it ever since. So you like it that much? It's called Enjoy. Do you know what I would enjoy right now? Making good on my word. Since I trust you will make good on yours, if you want what's about to happen to happen again. What's about to happen? This. I told you I'd give you something to write in your nerdy journal about. And if you keep your mouth shut just a little while longer until I'm ready to go all the way with this, I'll do this to you again. When we present our project to the whole class, and that will be our real-life demonstration of the true Freudian slip, and then, if we get in trouble, which I hope we do, I will do it in front of the dean in her office. Hey, are you going back to your dorm right now? Well, because I want you to see my room, silly. Ugh. Because I want to show you my paper collection. You're a nerd. You're into origami and all that kind of stuff, right? Because I want to make out with you, you dummy. Come on, let's go. Okay, here's my dorm room. What do you think? Yes, I know it's a little messy. Because I have been a little preoccupied lately. Do you like it?
It looks better when I clean. Speaking of cleaning, your mouth looks dirty. Do you mind if I... There, your mouth doesn't look so dirty. That sounds nice. I love your hands. They're really gentle. Yeah, just like that. Let's go lay down. I want you to touch me. Your hands on my thigh. I think it's time to get these clothes off. I like being naked around you. Touch my body. My nipple feels hard, doesn't it? I love having my boobs kissed. Oh, yes. Like that. Take off your shirt. Skin is so soft. Can I take off your pants? Oh my god, look how wet your cock is. I like the way you're rubbing my pussy. It feels so good. You're really good at that. That's 69. Sucking your cock feels so good. You're eating my pussy so fucking well. Your cock tastes so good. I love licking the tip. Fuck. I'm gonna come. You're making me come. Fuck. Just came all over your face. It's your turn. Rubetta, come. Good, let me just finish you off with my hands. Come for me. Come all over me. You're coming. Now we've both made a mess. I love making a mess. This is gonna be an amazing year.